Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios, it's John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
Now here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5, our final hour of the day. 713-780-3776. Astros win last night. Jordan is just unbelievable. Rennell Blanco looked great. Gave him two hits, both homers. Gave him four runs. Both of them walk homer. But
I mean, he looked great.
The broadcast said 16 swing and misses. McTaggart said 18 swing and misses. So
you're going with Brian?
I don't know. I don't care. I'm going to say 17.
Okay,
because I believe in both of those. Those authorities.
When in doubt, take an average.
I'm going to just average it up. Looked pretty damn good doing it. Tonight, they got Tyler Phillips. Nobody on the Astros has faced him. Nick Allen has faced him twice. But nobody's faced him. He is a guy, I mean, he's pitching pretty well. He's got a 797 OPS versus left-handers, a 600 OPS against right-handers. So that's pretty good. The Marlins are a pretty good team, although they're on a bad run right now. They're still three games out over 500 after six straight losses. They were in a good position heading out of the All-Star break. Not so much anymore. The Astros, they got Rennell Blanco. I mean, having Rennell Blanco back is good. He looked pretty damn good.
I'll take anybody, frankly.
Didn't you think?
Yeah, I thought he looked like he hadn't missed as much time as he has, as he's missed. But at the same time, I need Lambert-like consistency. Well, that's high-end consistency. Yeah. But I've got to have a consistent. At some point, you got to show me a consistent. You got to show me at least three consistent pitchers.
I wonder what they do with Wisniewski now. He's coming back.
Bullpen.
Quite possibly. How about Brian King? I want to know what the hell is going on. Brian King started so well, and then he fell off the world, and you couldn't get it back.
Who do you want as your
starters? He had to go. He finally did get it back, but he did it by getting on the DL, the IL for a while, getting on the IL for. Eric Geddy was pitcher of the month, and then he falls off the world. I mean, yeah, I don't want to put this on Miller, but when Murphy and Miller were together, it seemed like guys got fixed a little bit. Now nobody's getting fixed.
Who would be your starter? Who's your starting rotation? There's a lot of starters right now drifting in and out. Is Christian Javier? What are you doing with Christian
Javier? Another outing, and he can't. I mean, no.
Don't you have to give him another outing?
Do you want Christian Javier or Brian Abreu still coming into games?
I mean, oh my God.
But
if Christian Javier can't even get into a game now, this is four straight years that you can't count on Christian Javier. Basically, 23 was a disappointing year. What are we doing? Is Christian Javier, you just McCullers this thing out and trade a prospect and pay for him and get him out of here? Is that what you're doing with him too? You just got a Dorian Finney Javier him out of here just like you did McCullers? What's left for us to see from Christian Javier? The dude doesn't throw 96. It's not like he's got gas. If he doesn't have movement on his fastball, he's toast. He's got a little break on the. He's got a little bender that's nice, but he's got to be really fine with it.
Yeah, Brian Abreu got back up to 98. I will say this: they did fix. And De Los Santos had close to 7 ERA last month, and this month he's better.
Yeah, although he got beat.
So he got a little bit of help. But no, Christian Javier, no. I mean,
you got Imai, Hunter Brown, Lambert, who am I missing? I guess you're saying Ronel Blanco now? He's just in. He's just in the rotation for
Ronel Blanco could win the Cy Young for them this year.
So you got Ronel Blanco, Hunter Brown. Ronel's just in. He just automatically made it in. Like Mike Burrow's old spot, basically. Ronel Blanco, Hunter Brown, Peter Lambert, Spencer Arrighetti, and Amai. There's your five.
Okay, so Spencer Arrighetti really, really needs to be better.
Yeah, he wasn't terrible the other day.
He was pretty good. But again, four
he needs
walks.
To be better, but he's not going anywhere, John.
Four walks, six strikeouts.
Right.
Six walks the time before, two strikeouts.
Yeah, he actually got pretty lucky with some of the LOBs they had, but not lucky, but that could have really come back to it could have come back to really bite him. But what are you going to do? Like,
he had a 9 ERA after having a 0.93 ERA.
I get it, but what do you? But those are your five right now. Since you've anointed Blanco, so those are your five. You got your starters. So who does that leave out? Wisniewski, which makes sense.
Unless you go to six, which they do sometimes.
Well, I don't want Lambert not getting. I used to say this about Hunter Brown. Now I'm saying about Lambert. I don't want Lambert not pitching, not getting as many starts as possible. We've got to have our ace Peter Lambert start as many games as possible.
Well, that's it, because Hunter Brown ain't that no more.
That's like wanting to have a 10th man in the lineup, even though you've got Yordan. I want Yordan to get as many ABs as possible. I don't want to throw an extra bat in there. And it's not like you're throwing a good pitcher in. You got to go with a sixth pitcher for what? That's one fewer start for Peter Lambert.
I mean, what the hell is going on? Hunter Brown's got an 8 ERA this month, the last three outings.
Yeah, he's been terrible the last three.
He's been terrible.
Walks and strikeouts for Hunter Brown.
Hunter Brown. Like,
it's just one of those years.
He's Paul Skeens this year.
It's just one of those years, but they're just looking for a left-hand bat. So.
That's all we need.
You're the left-hand bat.
We get that left-hand bat, and this thing turns around.
You're a left-hand bat away.
That's it. Ronel Blanco came in. What did he do? Turn the season around.
I don't know about I don't know about that.
Well, we'll see, because they're 1-0 since he got back.
Pitching. So Lambert, Arrighetti, let's see, Burrows is gone. Kaiway Tang can come in an emergency start. You've got McCullers is gone. No, I mean that's who you got. Christian Javier, you got to get out of the. You just can't. Christian Javier can't pitch anymore.
No,
it's unfortunate, but his career is over. It looks like too. Just another career-ending pitcher that the Astros have had, along with Urquidy and Garcia and McCullers for all intents and purposes.
How about
and
now McCullers Christian last Javier, night? Two perfect innings. Well, and then he gave up two runs.
Mm-hmm.
Two perfect innings last night for the Brewers. Boom.
I hope he does well. I have no ill will towards Lance McCullers. I got 0% ill will.
No.
I don't pray on his downfall. I want Lance McCullers to do well.
Well, then keep that same energy for Joe Burrows, just because he's hurt all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, when he's good, the league is a better league if Joe Burrow is good.
Yeah.
Lamar Jackson, Pat Mahomes, the more good quarterbacks there are, the better the league is.
Yeah. And he's one of the good ones. He's one of the good guys. And he flips.
Yeah, he had four strikeouts in three innings.
Yeah, his curveball was working really well yesterday. But then he gave up the two spot in the third inning he pitched. So, you know, that's just Lance. That's being Lance being Lance. It looks really good. And then.
Okay, so if you just told me Ronel Blanco gave up. How many runs did he give up?
Ronel gave up four with two home runs.
And four and a third. You told me that was a good start.
It was Lance, a really good start. He only gave up two hits.
Lance only gave up two hits and two runs in three innings.
That's right. It's
he had four strikeouts, one walk. Lance McCullers technically had a better outing.
Yeah. But Lance McCullers, who did he face? Not the Miami lineup.
He faced the Mets.
The worst team in baseball.
The Mets are a good bad team.
They're a terrible team.
Oh, really? They've won two out of their last four.
Did they now?
Uh-huh.
Two out of their last four.
Uh-huh.
Nice.
And they had a streak where they won four out of five earlier.
They're just not good.
What happened to the standards here?
Yeah. The Astros standards have really dropped.
Gave up four runs, walked a guy, gave up two home runs, and how many innings pitched?
Four and a third.
And John's
one
like,
every two innings.
Come on.
You got him dialed into this like he's locked in. He gave up two hits. I get it. They were two.
Two-hitter.
They were
keep
two hits.
Keep the ball in the ballpark.
Mm-hmm. 18 or 17 or 16 swings and misses.
You pitch like this and you'll get DFA'd.
Boom.
If you give swings up a home run every two innings and you give up a run every inning you pitch, you're going to get DFA'd.
Mm-mm.
That's Ryan Weiss territory. He just had a typical Ryan Weiss outing except fewer hits.
Well, Ryan Weiss, stop already.
9 ERA.
Well, that's Hunter Brown this month. That's Hunter Brown this month.
I know.
We really can't allow this Astros team to diminish our standards.
We got people who want to add a player.
A left-handed bat.
For what? We just went through this whole, like, it's a miracle they are where they are with this pitching staff.
Mm-hmm.
And now this lineup. I mean, the lineup.
This is how you get an entire segment on if roof was misspelled. Or on if Joe Burrow actually flipped somebody.
He did flip someone.
Yeah, that's what happens.
There's no if.
This is on the Astros. It's not on us. You can thank the Astros. It was a win.
They did win. They did break up the three-game losing streak.
Or actually more than that.
You know, you're looking out there and you see a Spence, a Wade, a Trammell. I mean, we used to watch God's play for the Astros. Now look at us.
That lineup last night was Spence and Wade. Came through.
DeCenzo was out there, a Trammell, a Spence, even Cam Smith was a defensive replacement. A Nick Allen wound up closing up the game.
Lord.
Wow. Huh. Wow. Come on.
This is who we have to watch.
That ain't our team.
It's our team now.
Astros baseball. Is this what we watch now?
Is that what we're doing? That's terrible.
Bunch of guys with not really baseball numbers. I got to watch, Wade out there with the 37, whatever the hell he's wearing. It ain't 31. It ain't what I'm looking for,
52.
Man.
52. What?
Well, Abreu took a number that's like that. But this is what they're offering me on a day-to-day basis.
Spence,
a Wade, a Allen.
Now they did get. Now they Jordan, won the game. Jordan hit a couple bombs.
Jordan
had eight
is Jordan.
Runs.
He is the shining beacon in
He's
all
a
this.
Triple crown leader currently.
We have to look for individual success.
We
got Jordan and then guys.
Yeah.
Now, honestly, in the lineup, there's one guy.
I'm only going to play this game for just bleeps and giggles. What do you get if you trade Jordan, the triple crown leader?
You know it's not happening.
No. What is his value? Because I've seen these things where trade values for every player. They've done this in basketball before. Let's do it in baseball. What is the trade value for a Jordan? The reason you don't feel comfortable answering this is because you have to face the reality of what you might get back in return for him. What is Jordan currently under club control for a couple more years and a triple crown leader now?
He's worth your three best prospects.
And one off your roster now.
Yeah.
One off your roster now that's a good player and your three top prospects.
Yeah.
Because you'd need somebody who can play now, probably an outfielder, and then you would have to give us your three best. And they better be way up the pipeline.
Yeah. All right, let's play. Let's try to catch. Well, we're so behind.
Well, we can try.
We're so behind. Let's just break right now. Sorry, people. We got to break.
It's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
Live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back on ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. Hurry up, get in here, because we got one segment, and then we got News of the Weird coming.
I went down a rabbit hole you would not like. I went down the top 100 prospects in MLB minor leagues. The team that could give you the best offer for Jordan, hypothetically, Dodgers. Dodgers have three monsters in the outfield. Josue DePaula, who's 21. You've got, he's at number four in the list. Mike Sirota, who's double A's, 23 years old. He's number 11 on the list. Then you got Zaire Hope, who looks really good, who's 21 on the list, but he's only 5'10", 193. He's number 19. And then you got a shortstop named Emil Morales, who looks pretty good. And he's
going to need a shortstop pretty soon.
As I'm saying, and he's a 19-year-old. Not that they got him at 45. He's 19 years old. He's 6'3", 190, 191. This year, in 26, his OPS is 893. And he's got 25 doubles and 17 home runs, 80 RBIs. And a little bit of a strikeout guy. That's a little bit of a problem. He's got 100 strikeouts already. He had 109 last year. But he also had 14 homers last year. I mean, this kid's 19 years old, and he's already got – I mean, he's been hitting 19. His home run numbers are 14, 14, and 17. So – yeah, he's at A plus ball, but I just wanted to see now Seattle's got a lot of prospects too. I'm guessing that's not an option, and trading him at all is not going to be an option. But Seattle has number 5 and number 8 in terms of prospects, and then you got to go down all the way to 26, 5, 8, and 26. Let's see Astros. Let me see. Scroll. How are we doing, Dana? Have we been building up? Scroll. Let's see, I'm at 60. Got nobody yet. Scroll. There it is. Kevin Alvarez, 66. A ball.
Yeah, Kevin Alvarez is supposed to be a beast.
Supposed to be a good pitcher. I'm a good.
He's a center fielder.
Outfielder, yeah. His OPS this year is 772 with 7 home runs.
And he's a first year guy.
54 strikeouts. Second year. Well, he had rookie ball. Yeah, he had 2025. He had 158 at bats last year. After that, Xavier Nyans, third baseman, shortstop, 19 years old, is number 84 on the list.
That's one of their top picks.
Uh-huh. And that's it.
Yep.
That's it.
They haven't had a lot of high draft picks, so it's going to take a little replenishing.
Well, not all these guys were high draft picks that are on this list. They haven't done much with the guys they've picked either.
No. It's not the same since Luno's gone. It's just not the same. It's not the same organization.
Bring back Jeff.
It's not the same. It's not the same since, I mean, all of the departures, especially the Latin American departures. You just found unbelievable talent, and you got them on the cheap in a lot of cases. And you made the most of it, and you developed them. And that's simply
not
the
case. You really did develop them.
Yep. Did you see Carlos Beltran talk to the Mets about their opening, managerial opening? he addressed the belief that he was solely responsible for the Astros' 2017 cheating scandal in a new report by Tyler Kepner. I know that as a team we got together to do what we did, but I've got to tell you, this was not like one player's idea. This was a team being together from top to bottom to do something that we felt was going to help us win. We also felt that other organizations, they had their system, and people could say whatever, but the game of baseball has been played for 100 years. How you decipher your opposing team to take advantage, we felt that our system was better than any other system in baseball. And it was. So, you know, it was a great system that a lot of people feel like it was unfair. Not me. I don't feel that way. But I feel like Carlos Beltran is not taking enough credit for it. Carlos Beltran, I've heard, walked in the locker room and said, "You guys, what are you guys doing? You're not doing it right." And he started it. He started it. And so
he didn't want to take a lot of credit for that right now.
No, but I just feel like he should take more credit for it. Yeah, a bunch of guys said, "Oh, what are you guys doing over in with the Yankees?" Well, here's what we're doing. Now maybe we can better it. And they probably bettered it. But it wasn't like they weren't doing anything until he walked in the room. Nothing.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, he changed it all. He changed the culture. So congratulations to Carlos Beltran. And he's going to the Hall of Fame. And some people say, well, if he can go in the Hall of Fame, why is Roger Clemens, why is Barry Bonds not? You got a cheater. What? You got cheaters. Either you're a cheater or you're not a cheater. I don't know how much Carlos Beltran benefited from the cheating. He did get suspended. He did lose his job as the Mets manager. He was the only player that got suspended. So there must have been a lot of evidence against him.
Mm-hmm.
And yet he's in the Hall of Fame. How is it that he gets in the Hall of Fame and the other guys who cheated aren't?
Well, you can't. Yeah. I mean, there's one of them is the unwritten rules of baseball. Well, I mean, it's written, it's specified, I should say. But there's been cheating going on in terms of sign stealing and things like that for a long time. It's just not looked at the same as steroids. And I would argue it's funny because people label – it's a weird thing, isn't it? Because steroids are really, really bad, and it's keeping guys out of the Hall of Fame. And the numbers, a lot of the numbers are false or whatever, fake. But when it comes to the Astros, people care less about steroids than they do about those 2.5 months with the Astros. That is more only at home, by the way, only at home. That to them is the most grievous form of cheating you could have possibly had, not steroids. And yet when it comes to the baseball intelligentsia in terms of who gets the highest order in the Hall of Fame, steroid guys are considered, this is no good. We cannot have this. But there just seems to be a little bit of an inconsistency. I would always argue that steroids, people downplayed steroids. Like steroids, Barry Bonds changed everything. They had to change. They had to walk him with the bases loaded at times. That happened three times, I think, to him in his career.
Yeah.
They walked a run in rather than face him.
No, listen, maybe sign stealing, it absolutely hurts in pitchers because, you know, a pitch was coming and blah, 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 blah. But Barry Bonds, Mark McGwire, Sammy Sosa, Canseco, those guys ruined more ERAs and careers than the Astros ever did. Doug Glanville lost his job in center field because he couldn't hit home runs, refused to do steroids, couldn't hit home runs, so he lost his job. There were guys that came up for the Astros that was like, I know my boy Royce Huffman was a 300 hitter in the minors, could never get up because he didn't do steroids, but there were, I'm not going to mention any guys like Keith Ginter, but there were guys that got up to the big leagues that passed him up because they could drive the ball and hit home runs. And you know what? Ruined pitchers' careers. And they're not getting in the Hall of Fame, so I guess people, they are being punished for it. But they weren't at the time. They weren't at the time.
Oh, yeah.
And people still consider Barry Bonds. I mean, Barry Bonds was great before he did steroids.
Right.
He was on a Hall of Fame career.
Right. It's different. It's different with Barry Bonds.
But he couldn't just be great. He had to be the best.
It bothered him. Well, I guess he hasn't said it. People around him have said that Barry was driven by the fact that he saw guys who weren't as good as him performing at a higher level in McGwire and Sosa, and it drove him nuts.
Yep.
And it drove him nuts. Like, these guys are not as good as me.
So watch this.
So watch this. It's like when Ben Johnson was the fastest man in the world, like had never busted a grape as a sprinter and then ran these insane numbers. And supposedly of course it would make Carlos or any other sprinter, it would have made you crazy watching somebody you know is not as good. That's what, it must have killed Lance Berkman to see all these other scrubs. Nah, they're not scrubs. That's not fair. But all these other players, because Lance Berkman didn't use, Lance Berkman didn't use anything. If you ever saw Lance, he's not a steroid guy. And it had to have bothered him in some regard, right? It had to bother a lot of major league players, pitchers, hitters, who knew, I can't be as good because of that. That's why the whole trash can thing. It was a short-term deal. It happened only at home. It didn't. It lasted like for 2.5 months. 2 months, 2.5 months. And then the idea that this is like, this ruined, this put people out of baseball. Remember when people used to say that this has cost people their jobs? No, what are you talking about? Did you have the same energy for the steroid abuse that was rampant through Major League Baseball? What are you talking about? Steroids cost guys jobs if they didn't do steroids.
Yep, that's it. That's exactly right. All right, 703-780-3776. Breaking here. Don't go anywhere. ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show.
On ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
From the Huntington Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right. Can people stop sending the World Cup trophy getting blown up in the middle of the field? You see that? You too, when Josh Pate is going to be on the show, and it's being inflated and it's becoming erect.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen that?
I mean,
that's the new meme for everybody.
I mean, Tony, dead on, I think.
Yeah. When Pat, it's the NBC color commentator for Sunday Night Football.
Collinsworth.
When he found out that Patrick Mahomes is gonna be there for the start of training camp.
He does love Mahomes. Not as much as you two love Josh Pate.
Josh Pate is one of the all-time greats.
See, you didn't even push back. You're like, yeah. I do love him a lot.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Okay. You're absolutely right. What did we miss today, Del?
Well, FIFA is investigating the Argentines for their antics after the World Cup final, the pushing, the shoving, the grabbing of another player's throat. They're going to look into that. I'm not sure what type of investigation there'll be. The video shows you all you need to see. What else?
But they rescinded the red card.
Yeah, they gave that thing to Paredes, and then afterwards they took it back. I mean, so it won't go on. It won't affect him in his next Argentina match. Okay, sure. We all saw what he did. We all heard the commentary. You know, we played it yesterday. The thuggery from the Argentines was the words of Craig Burley. Sean, for some reason, likes thuggery in a Scottish accent, so apparently that'll be a part of the
Thuggery's
show.
Thuggery's a great word.
Going forward. What else? Well, for the people who have a vested interest, LeBron won't be rushed into his decision, according to his agent. Mm-hmm. So still waiting on that to happen. Don't rush me. Adam Silver would love for him to make a decision so they can make the schedule, but we all wait for LeBron to make his choice.
You're waiting to make the schedule?
Well, if LeBron's on the team, that's national television games you got to figure out in Christmas, as Adam Silver laid out. So, yes, they remain waiting on that. And our good buddy, AJ Hinch, has discussed having to deal with the Scooble rumors while trying to still make the playoffs. So we've got a situation here where Lance would love to trade Yordan. The Tigers appear to be more willing to deal Scooble because they know they're not bringing him back.
I'm just willing to listen.
You still got two more years of Yordan.
And two more years of Astros baseball.
This is the last year of Scooble.
Two more years of Astros baseball at this level.
Well, no. The guy's coming up through the system. And don't – oh, like Jim Crane, he never signs any free agents. Okay.
Yeah, he does. What, you want to name him?
When's Christian the last Walker, impact agent he signed?
Abreu.
Traded for Paredes.
No, signs a free agent. Stay on that lane.
Oh. Signed a free agent?
Well, you just said impactful free agent.
Yeah, who are the free agents?
They signed Wisniewski, Ryan Weiss.
No, Wisniewski was part of the Tucker trade.
He came off Paredes and Smith.
Yes, I remember. I just told
you.
Remember?
Other team's free agents.
Impactful. You said, stop saying Abreu.
Hader, Abreu. Oh, impactful.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes, he will sign free agents. I agree.
He was impactful.
Hater.
Yes.
What?
I said Hater. Didn't lead
best,
to anything.
Best in the game.
Since Hater's been here, have the Astros won a playoff game? When did he join? 24?
No, they have not.
No, they have not won a playoff.
But they played that you couldn't. No one could beat the Tigers.
Yeah. You told us Scooble was in trouble. We all remember that.
He was in trouble.
Not so much. And they weren't in trouble with the bullpen game either that they got off on the Astros. So Hader has been great when healthy, but has not impacted. He hasn't had a chance to impact winning the way we like because the team hasn't been good enough. So impactful signings in the last four seasons or so.
I mean, by impactful, you mean?
Help the team win. Big.
Oh, that's, yeah. We're not talking about that.
Oh, then what are we talking about?
Well, Abreu had an impact.
Not a positive one.
Yeah, but that's not.
I mean, he forced Jeff Bagwell to fly down with him to West Palm and make sure his big signing still had a chance to be successful. Turns out, no chance. So, I mean, it did get Jeff Bagwell out of the area for a little bit, but other than that, what impact?
Well, Jeff Bagwell went to Florida
to check on his guy,
to get him, to sign him, and then he went back to Florida.
And they sent him to some league we had really never heard of. Hey, you're not good. You want extra at-bats? Go down here, and Bagwell will follow you to make sure things are going well. I'm still waiting on one of you to name an impactful signing over the last 3 or 4 years. Go on.
Help them win, Josh Hader.
We went through that.
He helps them win. What can he do? He comes in the ninth. You got to have a lead.
I gave the context.
He does all he can.
That is an expensive closer for a team that's got a losing record.
Has not won a playoff game since they signed.
Oh, well, but how can
you? I'm not blaming him. I'm just telling you that I already gave the context 2 minutes ago.
They have no one.
Yeah, exactly. So when you say Jim Crane's going to sign a free agent, big deal anyway.
Oh, like he didn't sign any free agents or make huge trades to get two World Series titles.
Yes.
Okay.
Almost half a decade ago. Let's keep it moving. What's happened since?
You can't stay great for 10-plus years.
I'm not saying – I have been talking about at some point a dip is going to happen. That's just the way of sports. But they are helping their demise quicker than they should.
Well, not that they've done anything great, per se.
You don't have to be on this side where the Astros have done enough where we don't need to defend them, like as far as the last 3 or 4 years.
Yeah.
They've done enough where – we ain't got to defend them. The signings, the trades speak for themselves. They have not improved this roster at all.
Yeah.
I there's really nothing else I can say about this. I've already seen this movie before under Drake McLean. Saw what happened. Saw where it ended up. It won't. I don't know that it will be that bad for this Astro team, but it won't be good baseball. It'll be like this. Slight ups, more downs, not good enough to compete at the highest level. We're talking about the Rockets. What can the Rockets do to compete for a championship? The Rockets roster is three times better than the Astros. Three times better, literally 300% better than the Astros roster in terms of being able to compete at a high level. The Astros are not even, if you're just honest about it and real, and you look at the starting pitching staff, then you look at your relievers, middle
to me, it's the lineup
to close up, and then you get to the lineup. It's every factor.
Yeah.
It's not even you're not even remotely close.
There's one
to being
guy
a good player
playing above one guy.
Yes,
in the lineup
guy.
Hitting above expectations,
and he's astonishingly good.
Yeah, but he's the only guy, the only one,
the only one. Everyone else is
below
is
what
below
they
expectations.
Should be.
Yeah. Well, I don't even know what they should be. What should Christian Walker be?
Christian Walker should be. I mean, he was a good hitter until he got here.
Yeah,
he started well, and he's fallen off.
Yeah,
Jeremy Pena is not what he should be.
No, he's hurt.
Jose Altuve is not what he should be.
Altuve's getting older.
Paredes started really slow. He's not what he should be.
I'd say Paredes is about what he should be.
Huh?
I think he's about what he should be. I think Pena is, except for the injuries.
No,
and Altuve's getting older.
Look at his OPS.
Well, I don't know what Pena what you want from Pena.
What do you mean? What do I want from
Pena? Well,
who
is he?
I want him to be one of the better shortstops in the league.
Okay. Do you think that's who he is?
No. Yes, I think that's who he is, but he's not this year. He's below expectation.
His OPS is almost 800.
That's below average.
His OPS his first 3 years was 715, 705, 701. Last year was 840. This year he's at 798, but he's only played 50.
Well, he was supposed to take a step this year. He was 840 last year, and he's under 800 this year.
But I mean, last year he has seven home runs, and I think. But what I'm saying is, it's just because of the injury. He's got 204 plate appearances. I mean, at bats, seven home runs in that. Last year he had 493 with 17 home runs. I think he's on the same kind of pace. Fewer strikeouts. I think he's on the same kind of pace.
Well, his OPS tells you he's not on the same kind of pace. He's 40.
Well, look
points
at his
off.
WAR. Look at his WAR versus his times that he's played. If you project it out, and who's to say his OPS wouldn't go up? I mean, his OPS could easily go up from 798 to 840. That's not even. He's only played 54 games. That jump could happen in a 12-game stretch.
Okay, let's do it.
Well, that's a,
but, until then he's
that's
not.
That's my thing. He's not.
But he's until then he's not
because he's not playing. I think he's Perret got the ability.
He's got a 770 OPS, 764 for Walker. 800 is an average major league player. It's a decent major league player. We got one guy above that. One. And that's it.
Then why are we talking? We got to stop talking about the Astros like they're contenders for anything. They're not contenders for anything. They're not. That's why I'm like bored with. I'm bored with this.
Who did you hear talking about it? Like
we talk about them being that they have to. You got a chance to win the division. We got to just keep playing it out.
Yes, they do.
Well, so what? Yeah. So what? You're going to make decisions based on just being the smallest little person, or what are we doing? What are we doing? The less stinky of the people who are sitting in a bag of filth. Mm. What are we doing? Who cares? Oh, you made the playoffs. You get your ass kicked if you make the playoffs. You probably won't make the playoffs. And you're going to operate like a team that might make the playoffs. So keep on doing what you're doing. Terrible minor league system. Let everyone walk as soon as they become free agents. Look at this sham of a star, of your pitchers. We're excited about Ranel Blanco coming up and giving up four runs in 4 2/3 innings. That's what we're excited about. The 32-year-old. We have nothing. We have nothing compared to what we know what it's supposed to look like because we saw it a long time. This is, and you're just going to sit back, and I already know they're going to sit back. Everyone will walk. You'll just hope that your minor leagues get rebuilt. You follow that mode. If you don't trade at least Jeremy Peña and Josh Hader, whether it's off season or in season this year, if you don't move those guys and start bringing in some talent, you can move Christian Walker, but you're not really going to get meaningful players back. Peña and Hader give you a chance to get players back. If you don't do that, I guess they're magically going to become really good at developing talent, even though that's been an issue over the last 8 years.
Yeah. All right, let's break. We got News of the Weird. We only got a couple of minutes left, so let's do it right now on ESPN 97.5.
Time now for News of the Weird.
People are weird.
With John and Lance.
That's real weird.
Okay, a Kentucky nurse used CPR to revive a passed out drunk raccoon in water inside dumpster. I mean, how bad do you want this raccoon? Would you give a raccoon CPR if you found him drunk in water inside dumpster?
No. It's not my pet raccoon. What am I trying to save a wild raccoon for?
Well, what if it was your pet raccoon?
Then I know CPR? I'm not going to try it out on a raccoon. Do you know about Jimothy? Speaking of raccoons, it has short spine disease, and they named it Jimothy. Type in Jimothy. You'll see a raccoon who, it's odd looking, but it's captured the hearts of America, John.
Jimothy.
That's what they named the raccoon.
And it's got some kind of weird disease?
It's a spinal condition, which makes it not look like a regular raccoon. But
do you want to give it mouth to mouth?
No. Huh? Jimothy even has a Wikipedia page.
Just saying, oh, man.
Spinal deformity for this
raccoon. I called the doctor. And he said, give mouth-to-mouth. And I said, that raccoon's going
to
die.
To a raccoon? Sorry. We're giving mouth-to-mouth?
Mouth, that's what she did. She's a nurse.
I don't work out for raccoons?
For, I guess.
Like, let me, so.
I mean, she's got a heart. You, unfortunately,
I don't know that nurses regularly give mouth-to-mouth. That's really for an EMT, right? Or if they even do that.
Well, if you if a nurse finds somebody that needs it, they give it to them. And there was no EMT around.
I'm going to bet that nurse had never given mouth-to-mouth to a human being before and gave it to a raccoon first. That was her first time giving mouth-to-mouth.
Why are you guessing that? If you give it to a raccoon, you give it to a person.
I'm not saying she wouldn't. I'm just saying she hadn't. How many times do nurses actually give mouth-to-mouth to people? Like, they're not out in the wild saving people all the time. I'm gonna bet if she has done it, it's probably 2-1. Like, maybe 2 people she's giving it to, and the raccoon population is catching up.
I'm just saying, raccoon's gonna die if I gotta give it mouth-to-mouth.
I mean, that's raccoon, Yanni,
all of them, everybody,
Chad, they're all dying if you have to give CPR to someone.
Yep. Yeah. Now, if Dua Lipa needs, I'm going to help out here. Let me jump in.
But is she going to
survive? Save the day. I'm going to save the day.
Can you actually perform mouth-to-mouth correctly?
Don't know.
But you're going to try?
No way to know until you try.
That's right.
No, there's training. There's a way to know.
Yeah, I mean, technically.
No, there's a way to know, but I don't know it.
But you're...
I've seen it. You hold their nose.
Get out of the way. I'm going to... Do you know CPR, sir? No.
Nope.
But it's Dua Lipa. We can't let her
Dua
pass.
Lipa needs it. I'm a jump right in.
She goes, I was just asleep.
In my courtroom.
I was,
not guilty.
I was napping.
You were sleeping.
I was just sleeping, sir.
I thought you were dead.
Get away from me.
I thought you were dying.
You thought I was dying at the pool.
I was sleeping. Now you've got an arrest warrant out for you.
Yeah. Assault.
Sexual misconduct.
Assault while sleeping. I thought you were dying, dude.
I thought you were dying. What? Yeah. I literally had my head on a pillow.
I was in my bed.
I had a blanket on in my bedroom. The AC was on 68.
That's why it was a little
but
cold.
I thought. She looks like she needs help.
What are you doing in my room, sir?
Give her help. I must save her.
That's Callum Turner's job, apparently, now, unfortunately.
What's that?
That's Callum Turner's job, unfortunately.
Oh, yeah.
It is.
Yeah. You
know, I saw that guy. He's such a...
Screw him.
Go. Just a hater.
He's such an ugly British actor.
Wow.
He is. He's heinous looking. Yeah. He's not a good actor.
Nothing about him.
0% good. No redeeming qualities for that guy.
Zero.
Dua Lipa really screwed this up.
We're done, Mopey and Mapes.
I wonder who number two
I got to question her decision making.
He's not going to get a complete game there.
You're predicting divorce.
I may pause before I give her CPR.
Callum Turner's not getting a complete game in that marriage.
Okay.
Does he get through 5 a quality or 6 a quality start?
Quality starts 16.
I said
years.
Or 6. Oh, you. What's a quality start?
10 years quality start.
You think he gets the 10?
That's a quality start.
He says no. Lance says no quality start for Callum Turner.
All right. We're done. Mopey and Mapes are next. Don't go anywhere.
ESPN 97.5.
Bye, babe.